Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is the 14th day. It's Tuesday. It's the 15th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. All righty then. It is currently 80 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 94 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 56 in thunderstorms. It's all dried out just about fucking right for the fires to start. And we're going to talk about some fires today. And we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's get over to the news page. Apparently the people in Hawaii are getting a fucking education out of hell on the fucking, on this fine fucking goddamn corporate government that they didn't know they had. Hawaii Democrat slams Biden's no comment response to reporters' questions about deadly Maui fires. Well, of course they didn't. I mean, we're going to go through some of these. I mean, there's a lot here. Former Hawaii Democrat State Representative Mark Kanalea Ling slammed President Joe Biden's no comment response to reporters' questions about the deadly wildfires in Maui as shocking. Was it shocking to you, really? You get shocked pretty fucking easy. We watched this happen where I live fucking for years. They burnt. Like I said, you can't call me a fucking tree hugger because I can't hug a fucking tree. I don't want to get the soot all over me. You guys just got to blast a fucking reality, and you better take it the right way or the wrong way, whatever it takes to fucking end it. On Sunday, Justin Sink, Bloomberg's White House correspondent, reported that Biden had gave the response during his Delaware Beach vacation after being asked about the growing death toll following the wildfires. According to Fox News, Kanalea Ling, who now serves as national director of the Green New Deal Network, wrote in a now deleted post, "I campaign for you. Now when I lose dozens of my friends, family, and neighbors, this." No shit, really? Are they letting you down? You campaign for them and they're letting you down. They're not representing you. Kanalea Ling told Fox News on Monday, "I think everyone deserves some time to take care of themselves, wind down, But as someone in leadership role, you need to be ready at any moment to offer some apathy or solace and comfort to people that are facing a lot of trauma right now. I think they'd rather have food and gas, from what I understand. They're hurting for some food and some gas. He continued, whether or not it was a dismissive or originally reported, it is quite disappointing, adding, I would expect more. He should be talking about what he's done and what he will do, Canila Ling noted. The talking and offering words of solace and comfort, great. I'm not too hung up on that, but to be honest, what I'm looking for is action. You need some gas and some food. Canila told Fox News, these disasters are going to keep happening more frequently and more severe, and that this organization wants Biden to declare a climate energy emergency, denying a fossil fuel permits, and invest a substantial federal funds to the tune of $1 trillion a year. Go ahead.
The nine most feared words. I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Even the mosquitoes fear it. Hawaii came out for Biden in a big way. Boy, I'm glad you could. Hey, you people, boy, you're some real intelligent. Well, I know there's some intelligent people there because there's trenchers there. But I mean, they talk about their neighbors and shit. Well, I guess they're getting an education right now. And think President Biden and anyone running for president right now needs to address this head on, not just in terms of immediate relief, but in longer terms of recovery and accountability. Hold your fucking breath. Following the backlash, Biden later released a statement on X announcing that $700 per household would be provided to those impacted by the fires. $700, people. And nowhere to spend it because you can't get no goddamn gas. You can't get fucking food because they're not letting it in. They're letting people fucking starve over there, man. This is about deadly Maui fire. We're going to go ahead and do this. I think this was the better one. Okay, here we go. This was not a natural disaster. What? Did your Forest Service go out there, flamethrowers like they did here in extreme fire conditions and light the fucking woods on fire? Or are they Chinese shooting goddamn laser beams down from fucking space and lighting them up like it looks like they're doing it here in Oregon? This was not a natural disaster, whistleblower raises disturbing questions about deadly Maui fire. High winds on Tuesday, this is by Kyle Becker, Becker News. High winds on Tuesday intensified brush fires in Maui, turning them into rapidly spreading wildfires. Surprisingly, no outdoor warning sirens were set off by either local or state emergency agencies. Surprising? You guys were surprised by this? Really? Well, welcome to the jungle. Surprisingly, Hawaii's Emergency Services Administration confirmed on Friday neither Maui nor Haimea activated warning sirens on Maui during the wildfire incident. The residents instead depended on three other warning channels, mobile device alerts, local radio and TV stations, and Maui County's notification system for subscribed residents. The sirens are used to alert the public to seek additional information. They do not necessarily indicate an evacuation, emergency officials said. Concerns are rising about the adequacy of the warnings, especially as Hurricane Dora's winds present over the Central Pacific Ocean caused power disruptions and hindered mobile communication. Many believe that the emergency alerts were inadequate during this escalating crisis, leading to confusion in what's now termed as one of Hawaii's most catastrophic natural disasters. They didn't give us no warning. They didn't. Nothing, Lisa Paynes, a resident in Western Maui, said in a phone interview. No siren, no alarms, no nothing. dang, didn't they just, whoops. There are an estimated 93 fatalities from the Maui disaster as of Sunday morning. Two victim identities have been confirmed due to DNA testing. Only 3% of the burn area has been covered, thus by authorities. It has already become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. An especially unfortunate aspect of Hawaii tragedy is that many of the victims appear to be children. They're hurting the children. An anonymous source claiming to be a whistleblower gave her view of local conditions. Just reported from a whistleblower. What you're not hearing from our local government, I just got out of a meeting where I was informed by someone in the mayor's office about developments that are being kept from the public. What? They can't do that. This is the United States of America, God damn it. I am not a conspiracy theorist. Oh, good thing. I mean, you throw that fucking disclaimer in there after what these cocksuckers did to you, you should be like spitting in their fucking face and saying they're a bunch of fucking lying pieces of fucking murdering shit. And I don't want to make trouble, but I don't want to make no trouble. I don't want nobody to get mad at me for telling the fucking truth. I don't make no trouble, but here's what I heard. The amount of fatalities is expected to be more than 500, but less than 1,000. The source continued. Many of the fatalities will be children who were at home because they canceled school. Parents worked and were not there to evaluate the children. Evacuate the children. I'm sorry. Kids had no idea they needed to leave, and by the time they noticed their homes or apartments were on fire, it was too late. The government is worried about how we will react when we learn that the fire department left the fire earlier in the day and claimed it was 100% contained, knowing that the winds were expected to be 70 miles per hour by afternoon. Man, I mean, Tommy, I've sat here and watched this over and over. Fucking one of the biggest fires around here, the Lone Pine, it's been quite a few years ago. But some guys were working out in the woods. They had two cats. And they contained that motherfucker when the fire broke out, they contained it within a fucking acre. They had it clear around it, and the Forest Service came there, and they told them to get the fuck away from that fire. They ordered them off the fire. They ordered them back, and then they waited for the Forest Service to get there while it jumped the fucking fire lines that the cats had cut and that the cats were maintaining. And then it burned a whole fucking mountain down, a huge fucking beautiful pondo that they got to fucking harvest that they wouldn't have been able to touch. This course was done on purpose. They canceled school because they can't. Why did they cancel school? Did they know there was going to be a fire? Parents couldn't evacuate their children. Kids had no idea they needed to leave, and by the time they noted their homes and apartments were on fire, it was too late. The government is worried about, it's not the government, the corporation, let's call it what it is, every fucking time. The corporation is worried about how we will react when we learn that the fire department left the fire earlier in the day and claimed it was 100% contained, didn't leave nobody to fucking watch it. Really? I mean, I actually have been to fire school. And you just left it and you didn't leave nobody to watch it and you knew 70 mile an hour winds were on the fucking way? Really? Whoops-a-daisy. Knowing that the winds were expected to be 70 miles an hour by afternoon. This is against all fire control protocols. You goddamn right it is. This I can speak on, man. I did the classes. Protocols, the source added. The fire department should left the original fire unattended. No, by God, they should not. That is not fucking, you just don't do it. They are scared that the public calls for accountability will be more than they can control and protests and riots will occur. They plan to lock down Leahana for several months. It will take months to clean up the hazardous environmental contamination. They won't have enough housing for all the displaced. There were 2,000 unaccounted for this morning. They have at least a list where they are trying to keep track. They found 700 today, but there are still 1,300 missing. They are very worried that the community is going to freak out. Why would you fucking freak out over this? And this is old hat where I come from. When they find out how not a single fire truck responded to the fires, the source claimed. The emergency sirens were not activated, hurricane sirens, and loss of life could have been kept down by better emergency management, which utterly failed. I'm not trying to make waves or stir up problems. No, don't do that. Don't tell these cocksuckers that they're murderers when they murder your fucking loved ones. Don't say it. Don't try to stir up no problems by telling the goddamn truth. But I was so angry and sad when I found out how many children are dead that I knew I had to post this and let everyone know what I have learned. It's time for our officials to stand up, tell the truth. You silly woman. And face the music. They failed La Hyena. Guys, did they really? Our government is full of incompetent nepotism. No, it ain't. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. Don't go down that goddamn rabbit hole, and don't send nobody else down it. What they did was fucking, it was goddamn calculated, cold and calculated, and the deaths were fucking, that was just goddamn icing on the cake. The fire chief...
It was a failure of imagination.
There you go. The fire chief is the son of a former fire chief. We need to hold officials accountable for their mistakes made. They're not officials, lady. They are corporate fucking goddamn entities. They are not your officials. They don't have no kind. They have no fucking goddamn bond to you other than that they consider you their property and your property their property, and they want to burn your goddamn island. By God, they'll do it. And that's what this is. Accountability. Are you goofy? Well, I guess, like I said, a lot of people are fixing to wake up in a hard way because they can't get no food. They can't get no fucking gas. People are dying, starving to death over there. And other people, well, we'll keep reading this. Please don't hate the messenger. Why would I hate the messenger? I'm just relaying what I learned today. The source concluded, God bless Maui and La Hyena. Pray for all the victims. I will do that. The trust in the government has become so broken that the Maui blaze has spawned elaborate conspiracy theories. Oh, here we go. Let's mix some bullshit in with it. One popular theory is that energy weapons, which we're going to cover later, used to control the weather had, not they ain't used to control the weather, lady. They're used to make fucking fires. Control the weather had unleashed the blaze. The motive cited was allegedly further the smart city's agenda, which is ascribed to the World Economic Forum. There were more aspersions cast in the wake of the fire due to an unusual burn pattern. One woman who claimed to be a Hawaii fire survivor said this was not a natural disaster.
No, it wasn't.
And raised questions about how the fire started. Well, around here, man, see, they ain't so fucking elaborate. I mean, well, they didn't used to be. They weren't a few years ago. But when we get to this other article, I mean, they just go out there with the goddamn wait till it's extreme fire weather. And we have control burns that get out of control real fucking easy for some reason. You can't get out of your car with a fucking cigarette. And I wouldn't get out of my car with a cigarette as dry as it is around here just on my own initiative. It's like a hot would start a fire. Go ahead, brother.
Some Jew wanted that property.
Oh, it gets better. Stay tuned. There appears to be a substantive evidence to back up such elaborate theories. However, there are some unsettling coincidences. 4 months ago, Oracle CEO Larry Ellison acquired nearly 98% of the 141-square-mile Hawaiian island of Lahaina, buying it from billionaire David Murdoch for an undisclosed sum, rumored to be around $500 million. Elson's holdings on the island include two resorts, golf courses, numerous commercial and residential properties, and extensive undeveloped land once used for pineapple cultivation. Lahaina is about 40 miles west of Lahaina in western Maui, where the first fires took place. The island's 3,000 inhabitants have been uncertain about Ellison's intentions for Lahaina. I don't talk Hawaiian or Polynesian anyway. However, in a recent interview on CNBC, Closing Bell with Maria Bartarino, Ellison disclosed his vision of transforming the island into an eco-friendly heaven, emphasizing electric vehicles, organic agriculture, and solar energy. What we are going to do is turn Lahaina into a model of sustainable enterprise, said Ellison. Enterprise, because it's always the life is about commerce, people. Do you see that? That is what they have turned this fucking world in. It ain't about living your fucking life, experiencing life on this fucking planet, experiencing your own fucking goddamn encounters in life. It's about goddamn money. Money takes precedence. Fucking mammon rules, said Ellison, one of the world's richest men, to Maria Bartanoma. I own the water utility. I own the electric utility. The electric utility is all going to be solar, photolactic, and solar thermal, where it can convert seawater into fresh water. Now, see, this has always been a problem with me right here where I live. My mouth is so dry, sticking to my mouth. It's always been a problem to me right where I live. But in 1984, when they incorporated all the townships into fucking corporations without the fucking okay of the people, they just fucking did it. Now, we the people, we built the motherfucking structure, you know, the water utility, the electric utility, the fucking, you know, all the infrastructure in this fucking town I live in. And in 1984, when they fucking went to, they changed this, they incorporated is what they did. And they couldn't fucking do it because they didn't have the permission of the people. They didn't, was no vote on it. They just fucking went and did it. Seized power like we've watched them do 100 fucking times. And it happened all over this country in 1984. Now, we owned that goddamn electric company. We owned the goddamn water company. And all of a sudden, we owned the fucking dams because we paid to build them. We paid to build it all. The people owned it because we paid to fucking build it. And somehow it just got turned over to some fucking mason for his, you know, maybe it was his 33rd degree. Maybe that's how they go about it. But all of a sudden, some private son of a bitch owns this. Did you get a check in the mail for your fucking, for buying this from you, which you didn't want to sell it? And I didn't want to sell the fucking infrastructure in Chiloquin. And I've lived here all my life. I've paid taxes. My dad paid taxes here and built this fucking place. And I did not want to fucking sell it. And it wasn't taken from me through any due process of the law recognized by the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They didn't even have a vote on it. They just fucking did it. And it is unlawful. It is a fucking fraud because they joined the great fraud, which is the United States Corporation. But here we are again. I own. How in the fuck did you get to own what the people own without due process of the fucking law? You fucking stole it, you fraudulent son of a bitch, and you do not own it. What you own is a goddamn quick trial and a quick fucking hanging or put against the fucking wall, you dirty son of a bitch. However, Ellison's vision goes beyond merely powering the island with solar energy and using solar thermal and desalination to generate fresh water. He also intends to introduce organic farming. We have drip irrigation where we are going to have organic farms all over the island. Hopefully, we are going to export produce, really the best organic produce, to Japan and elsewhere. We are going to support the local people and help them start these businesses. I bet you are. The local fucking masons, man. I mean, you got to take care of the next generation, don't you? We will have electric cars. Oh, yeah, you got the fucking money to fuck. Well, some of you will. So it's going to be a little... be a little, if you will, a laboratory experiment. Fuck you. This is our lives, you son of a bitch. Who in the fuck do you think you are for sustainability in business of small scale? Thus, Ellison was pitching the concept of turning Linnea into Ecolab, featuring electric cars, solar energy, and organic farming. But local residents complained Ellison did not engage with the island's community. I mean, you didn't get your comment time to comment when they were stealing your motherfucking goddamn infrastructure and the shit that you had bought and paid for with your fucking taxes, huh? Community failing to communicate his intentions. He didn't. I would be asking, how in the fuck did he get the hold of our waterworks and our goddamn electrical fucking system that we paid to build with the sweat of our fucking brows that belongs to we, the fucking people? Where was the due process of the fucking law that removed it from our possession and put it in his possession? That's what I would be asking. Maybe you people over there in Hawaii will wake the fuck up a little bit and start looking around and saying, how in the hell did they do this? And I mean, that would be your first fucking question, wouldn't it? This is a goddamn the town owns the goddamn fucking waterworks and electricity. We built it. It was built with our tax dollars. It was built with the goddamn land taxes, the fucking house taxes, the fucking goddamn water taxes, the goddamn electricity fucking taxes, all built by us and belongs to us. Now, how did it go from our possession to this private son of a bitch without due process of the law, which is required in the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. Each and every one of these individuals who were a part and their ancestors who built that goddamn fucking infrastructure had a right to a fucking trial by a jury, by a common law jury, to see if that you better have a goddamn good reason for taking this away from me. It is valuable. It is valuable, and it was handed over through the Masonic fucking lodge, I guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. Address potential concerns or other feedback. Ellison also had been accused of seeking to turn the 90,000-acre island into a playground for the super rich. Why the fuck not?
He's had these plans for 10 years, probably.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been in the works. It's just it's time to burn this year in Hawaii to burn the goddamn Palama.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Especially when you create the son of a bitch for a reason. Palama Laina, the management company he set up to oversee the island's transformation, was also lambasted by residents for creating a housing shortage. How did they end up with all the shit and you ended up with nothing with no due process of the law, people? That's what you over there in Hawaii ought to be asking. Over there in Maui ought to be asking, how'd this fucker get your goddamn waterworks? How did he get your goddamn electrical fucking grid? Did he fucking pay to build it? No, you fucking did. It belonged to you one day. They incorporated and gave it to one of the fucking high masons on the fucking island the next fucking day. That's how it fucking works. That's what they have been doing. They have been stealing our country one fucking piecemeal at a time. And the fucking goddamn incorporations of 1984 are fucking beyond unlawful. And they didn't have no main corporation that was lawful to start with. It all started with a fraud, and it all ends with a fraud. And all of this is a fucking fraud. And now they want to fucking burn. They wanted to do something that you would not fucking put up. You ain't going to let them just take your goddamn house away so that they can fucking set up resorts and shit for the super rich. Now, are you? Well, we'll just burn your fucking ass down. How about that? Residents say that no other entity can balance Ellison's control, meaning his decisions carry the weight of law. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you here? No, they fucking don't. If you want to fucking challenge this motherfucker, I would challenge you, how in the fuck did you get possession of what was public fucking property that the public fucking built? I want to see the goddamn court records where I was taken to fucking court and my part of this fucking infrastructure was taken from me through the due process of law that I am guaranteed absolutely through the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And you are going to show me where you followed that fucking law. You're going to show me where you took it to me to court and where you got a jury verdict to take my fucking share of that motherfucker. How about that? It's all fucking fraud, people. With minimal discussion of the new project and almost no due process. I would say none whatsoever, buddy. The report added, there are also sources questioning about the government's response to the wildfire. The Hawaii Emergency Management confirmed that no sirens linked to Maui's emergency alert system were activated on that day. Adam Wintrub, a department spokesman, explained that the system, which comprises 80 sirens across Maui, is designed to motivate people to seek detailed energy information like via online TV or radio. And the siren is a message, but it is not a very specific message. And so each time we sound them, there is a balancing in the decision. Wintrib said, balancing the decision, my fucking ass. You know, little kids died, and a lot of fucking little kids, because they were home because, whoa, there was no school that fucking day. What the fuck do you know? Now, if those people that whose children got burned would have heard that fucking siren and knew there was a fucking emergency, what was the first thing that any decent person would have done? Any decent fucking goddamn parent would have done. They either got straight to their fucking children, secured them from whatever harm it was. It wouldn't matter if it was a goddamn tsunami or whatever in the fuck it was. Everybody would have dropped what they were doing and went straight for their children. Now, wouldn't they? So don't give me no bullshit about, well, we couldn't decide whether to fucking turn it on or not. Fuck you. Will it cause more good than harm? No, it would not have caused more good than harm. People would have had a fucking clue when they heard a goddamn siren go off. I mean, there's something bad's fucking happening. When something's bad's fucking happening and you're not with your fucking children, and they're not in fucking school, you would get your ass to your fucking children and secure them. Fucking number one fucking priority, wouldn't you think? The best I can say is that given the speed and demands of the incident, I don't have any concerns in the way that Maui County handled it. Fuck. Of course you don't, because you're one of the fucking murdering son of a bitches that did it. In the way but we can talk about that again after we're done ensuring people are safe. Well, I think it's a little fucking late for the dead fucking burned up little kids to fucking see if... to ensure they're fucking safe. Don't you? I think that siren might have saved some fucking lives. Don't you? Wouldn't any fucking stupid ass fucking fool that wasn't retarded? You think you could sell that shit to people? Describing the devastation, Hawaii Governor Josh Green attempted to deflect responsibility for the emergency response failure, NBC's Lester Holt. It's too early for me to tell, Green said when asked whether the siren system wasn't employed because of human decision or equipment failure. Equipment failure, fucking us. Much of the equipment was destroyed. Oh, here we go. With fire and its very remote place, this was a western edge of the island of Maui, Green said. Of course, we would never diminish any kind of responsibility. They were all fighting in fires across the island. Fuck you. In May, Hawaiian officials reported suspected widespread arson on the island of Maui. Like we had the arsonists. Remember the year we had all the fucking fires? And they caught one, took him in and let him go, and he went back out and just started walking down the road starting fucking fires. I mean, hell, it saves the Forest Service money of fucking using flamethrowers, because you know what? All of this land around here has been burnt. It's going to be developed. That's why they fucking burned it, so they could cut the fucking timber so that they could develop what is not theirs. They didn't take it from me. That was fucking United States National fucking Forest, motherfucker. That means it belongs to me. A portion of it belongs to me. And to take my portion, you have to take me through a due process of the law as prescribed in the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, known better as that fucking Bill of Rights. The procedure's there. It did not happen. And it didn't happen here in Hawaii either. On Friday, Attorney General Ann Lopez, just fuck you, Ann Lopez, announced that her department would undertake a comprehensive review. Are you going to review what your fucking cohorts did? How much money you got invested in this new fucking project? Of the critical decision-making and standing policies before, during, During and after the fires, the Department of the Attorney General shares the grief felt. Fuck you, slimeball son of a bitch. I bet you do. You share the grief. I bet you do. You would never get burned over there, would you? Because you're the fucking one with the match in your fucking hand. Grief felt by all in Hawaii. And our hearts go out to everyone affected by this tragedy, Lopez said in the statement. My department is committed to understanding the decisions that were made before and during the wildfires and to sharing with the public the results of this review. She added, we continue to support all aspects of the ongoing relief effort. Now is the time to begin this process of understanding. And she's a fucking liar. There is a goddamn, go over to From the Trenches. You'll find a fucking video from a lady over there that says, these motherfuckers are lying. People are coming with fucking food and they will not let them through. People are having to fucking go around them and crash through fucking goddamn barriers to get food to people who are fucking starving over there. These motherfuckers are out of goddamn control. This is an international fucking force over there, and Hawaiian people are fucking dying right now because of this unlawful fucking actions being taken against them. Anyways, we're going to take a break and then we'll come back to something else fun to talk about. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
nothing to appear. And the family on Friday nights, 10-lane ramp on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Michael FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1246 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Gitson. Tell you what, Hogjaw, how about let's write a song that says, go give some, because they ain't coming. They're shit, they can fucking sit there back there like worms and fucking burn you to fucking death. Those people in fucking in Hawaii, man, I watched a video yesterday of a young fellow on there, and he was talking, they won't let people through with gas. They won't let people, people have goddamn food, and them people are hungry. They're starving to death. But only the goddamn FEMA and the Red Cross are allowed to. They got like cordoned off, like martial fucking law, something like that, you think? You son of a bitches, man. You think about how strict the fucking Hawaii has been in trying to implement infringements upon our second article right on that in that fucking state. They want everybody fucking disarmed. This is fucking why. They're out there. You can't get there unless you've got a plane or a boat. So this is a good place to fucking do an attack like this. Let's see what else we got here. Not his ass. No, it sure as hell wouldn't. There's that one. It's a video. It's called, this is a video about that thing where we aren't supposed to talk about here. So just watch it about some fire stuff. And it's a good video. I watched it. I would play it, but it won't go over the goddamn phones. Now, I don't know how far much this is going to read, but it says, beam of light aimed at West Coast fires as Pentagon warns that China has weaponized space. China? China did? Because, I watched, there's a video here, but there's also some other shit here. I don't know what's going to be there. I haven't looked. But the bottom line is, China? China developed what? There's three fucking American generals over there putting their fucking military together. Three fucking traitors that ought to be put up against the wall and fucking shot. for aiding and abetting a fucking enemy that has threatened to fucking destroy us? Well, yeah, there's energy fucking weapons. You goddamn right there is. And they say the Chinese have developed because they're so far. No, they developed them right here in the fucking United States, and you paid for it. You paid for it. You paid for the fucking college. You tell you what, that one motherfucker's still sleeping with a goddamn Chinese spy. Oh, goddamn, don't get excited about that. What are you, spy-phobic? They got this goddamn technology. Of course they did. They got it right out of our goddamn research labs, out of our fucking colleges. That's where they got it and took it right back there to them three fucking American traitors, those fucking scumbags that should be put up against the wall and shot. And now, oh God, they're ahead of us. Oh, they're ahead of us. We should get real scared. They're ahead of us. Yeah, how can they be ahead of us? It was fucking developed here. I guarantee motherfucking to you it was. Beam of light aimed at the West Coast fires as Pentagon warns that China has weaponized space. YouTuber Dutch Sense captures what happens to be direct energy weapons on satellite imagery, and it shows this guy. Chemicals, InfoWars, fuck all that shit. But the bottom line is I can't fucking show you and I can't read it to you because it's not a goddamn story and we can't do the goddamn, the people on the broadcast could hear it, but I ain't going to just sit here and let the people on the phone line sit there. It's a separate fucking system. Isn't that fucking convenient? At any rate, it shows these motherfuckers and like where the fires are happening. It shows them shooting it right down there and lighting the goddamn fires. They're saying they fucking are doing it. So, I mean, and then they always try to act like, you know, the Chinese are so fucking... No, they ain't fucking smart. They're fucking ants. You can train them, but you have to come to the United States to get the goddamn imagination to fucking create shit like this. And you know that fucking if they got new technology where it came from, you got these motherfuckers telling you these are the most dangerous son of a bitches to our people, which they're not. This fucking goddamn international corporate mafia they're a part of is. They're just one element of it. But the bottom line is these are supposed to be a fucking feared fucking enemy, somebody who could hurt us. Hey, how much of this technology came out of our own fucking labs over here that we fucking paid for by the sweat of our brow? Like we did the infrastructure in fucking Hawaii, they just burnt. That we're going to, and you know, that one guy just fucking happened to own. How in the fuck did a guy get to own that? How did these motherfuckers get this technology? I guarantee motherfucking to you we paid for the fucking development of this technology to destroy us. This is their fucking MO, isn't it? I would like to go into that further, but I guess I can't. What the heck happened there? Well, we'll get back over there. Hang on a second. That's odd. I don't think they don't like what I'm saying today, bastards. I don't really give a shit. How's that gal? Let's see what else we got. No, fuck it, man. I mean, this guy, every day, this Tyler Hansen reports nudity, fetish gear, pornographic cartoons on display in front of young children at Austin. This is Austin, Texas. You don't fuck with a Texan. Last Texan, I beat the fuck out of a fucking, the last Texan I ran a fucking cross. It's quite a few years ago, but I fucked him up pretty good. He didn't seem no different, nobody else to me. But I sure see these fucking queers out on your goddamn street in front of little fucking kids with their fucking dicks hanging out. Fucking got... Well, let's just read just a tiny little bit of this. Saturday, Naked Austins kept Austin queered pride event with the Evan Bright banner, whatever the fuck they're calling it, advertising over 400,000 attendees. Galen sent this in from Hawaii. The day started off with crotchet dildos, pornographic portrayals of children's cartoons, and men in dog masks. It ended with fully exposed breast male strippers, furies, the Austin School District busing children. School District, you're paying to bus your fucking kids to the parade, police officers holding hands and transporting a drag queen, and a lot of attendees justifying nudity in front of their children. This event let children under the age of 6 in for free. Charge 7 and 17-year-olds $10 and adults $20 for all sponsored. I mean, this is fucking shit that you could used to only see down in fucking in foreign fucking countries. You sure as hell didn't have it here, and I'm going to go on with that because it's just fucking endless. It's just more trying to cram it down our throat. You're about 0.004 the fucking goddamn fucking population percent, you son of a bitches. And you, hey, you know what? Fucking this rope is coming to a fucking end, whether you realize it or not. China claims to have found a way to build a laser weapon that can fire indefinitely. Now, listen, at least we have a story. But this fucking technology, if you can go over the site and look, this come from America. I guarantee it. There are three. How can you say that this is our fucking the worst goddamn enemy we have that wants to destroy us? And there are three fucking goddamn American generals over there fucking putting it all together for them, huh? And we know because we've read a zillion stories about the fucking theft of the technology. It ain't theft. They're giving it to the son of a bitches because they're all comrades in this thing together now, aren't they? Chinese scientists claim they have found, no, you didn't claim, you didn't find it. It was sent back in a computer from the United States where it was stolen, well, not stolen, given to you by the fucking traitors here to take back with you so that you can, I mean, this is like building the goddamn Soviet Union. I mean, they're depleting our fucking stockpiles of weaponry, which aren't ours, which the United Nations think they own. It's just like the goddamn infrastructure in Hawaii. You don't own it, motherfucker. We do. I've heard that fucking Biden one time stood up and said, I'm not afraid of them. I got nukes. No, you don't, motherfucker. We got nukes. And what are you going to do? Fire one of the fuckers at us? Do it. I fucking dare you, cocksucker. Anyway, Chinese scientists claim they have found a way to build a weapon that can fire indefinitely, which would dramatically increase effectiveness over the laser webs. I wish you could have, there would have been a story with that other, because it talked, it shows on the thing, them targeting the goddamn right places right here in fucking Oregon, just side by side by side. This is what they've been doing. They're burning this goddamn country down. They're burning the whole goddamn place down. And then they have their fucking psycho arsonists out there. Thinking, yeah, I'm Antifa. I burn things. Boom. You don't burn nothing no more, you son of a bitch. If their claims are true, it means that China has leapfrogged over the U.S. developing high-energy laser weapons that could be used on the battlefield. They, I guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, those motherfuckers were developed here, the technology was developed here, and took back to fucking China. They tell you they're doing it. They fucking tell you they're doing it. You're going to pay for your own fucking destruction, don't you know? The capability... China's military scientists claim to have been fucking trying to pump these fucking stupid son of a bitches up. I mean, I watched documentaries on World War II. These motherfuckers can't crack a fucking egg. They can't think for themselves. They're not innovative. All of this shit is not stolen, but taken by traitors within our fucking, our gates and handed over to these son of a bitches. So, because the whole idea is to get you and me kowtowing at the foot of a fucking Chinaman. Ain't going to fucking happen. Yeah, your fucking laser weapon ain't going to fucking do it. However, it has not yet been seen in action. Researchers at the National University of Defense Technology, a military research institution in Hunan, said they developed a cooling system that allowed the high-energy laser to remain powered up without going too hot, the South China Morning Post reported. It might have been a little test there in fucking goddamn Maui, huh? The system is a huge breakthrough in improving the performance of high-energy laser systems, the scientists said in a paper published in Acta Optica Sinca, a Chinese language pre-reviewed journal, on August 4th, the South China Morning Post reported. Maybe they tested her out on Maui. That's why there was no sirens. How much damage could we fucking do with this thing? High-quality beams can be produced not only in the first second, but also maintained indefinitely. Laser beams can heat up gas in the air, which can reduce the quality of the beam and cause damage inside the laser chamber. The report said, to bypass the issue, the scientists said they developed, I know, I guarantee you, fucking Americans developed, and you fucking, these traitors within our behind our gates, handed it over to those little son of a bitches to use against us. They developed, they didn't develop shit. They've never developed the fucking thing. Look at the fucking history. Look when they went and developed their fucking steel industry. These son of a bitches are dumb. That's why you got three fucking American generals over there putting all this shit together so that they can be a threat to us. So we can do some more, some Cold War spending. Man, we need enough to blow up the fucking planet 45 fucking times over. And then we'll be safe, don't you know it? We'll be fucking all kowtowing at the foot of a fucking Chinaman. I won't. I'll put a bullet right through that motherfucker's face. I will shoot him right in the fucking mouth. Give it a fucking go, you cocksuckers. Developed a system that could blow clean gas through the chamber and remove waste heat. This allowed them to make the laser more compact and efficient. The South China Morning Post said, you fucking, it's just like Israel. You know, they were talking about us seeing if they would develop some of the Iron Dome for us. We know we fucking, you think we have the memories of a head of fucking cabbage? The United States developed the fucking Iron Dome fucking missile defense system and gave it to the motherfucking kikes. And now they're fucking talking about, well, we have to work with them so they can develop us one. Fuck you. You treasonous son of a bitches. You need to be up against the fucking wall. We are at war with these motherfuckers. You better understand it. They piss on our fucking Bill of Rights. They piss on our fucking goddamn freedom and our liberty. They think we're our fucking subjects to the fucking goddamn crown over there in fucking, over there in, over there in Europe, the goddamn King Chuck in the Brits, that we were just another British colony. Come fuck with this colony, Chuck, you son of a bitch. But anyway, I mean, they're showing this thing, you know, working and what might have you. And, China and the U.S., among other nations, are looking to develop, oh, we're looking to develop combat-ready, high-energy laser. Why don't you go to the goddamn shit that you handed over those fuckers? They probably did give the fucking originals over to them. I mean, this is how fucking duplicit this motherfucking, we are so, man, you talk about betrayed? Betrayed beyond betrayed. That's the lesson that the people in Maui got. I bet you they're thinking, I mean, a lot of them that said, oh, we got the best government, they're a good government, and I'm Republican, I'm Democrat, I'm stupid, I'm fucking dumb enough to fucking eat fucking dirt or shit, whatever they tell me to do. But I bet you this wakes some motherfuckers up. No fucking food, no fucking water, no fucking gasoline, people fucking dying right in front of you of hunger, while there's people over there 3 or 4 miles away sneaking past checkpoints, pushing through checkpoints in violation of the law. There ain't no fucking such law. It's the United Nations action.
All they got to do is go vote.
That'll work, man. God damn, Charlie, you are a genius. Let's all go vote. If we go vote, and then things will change, people. They've always changed when we vote, don't you know? Look back at your history. They've always changed. We vote, it changes for the fucking worse. We need to get rid of this motherfucking unlawful corporation and fucking take the son of a bitches that are been running it and put them up against the wall, put them on trial. They're easily convicted because they're prima facie fucking guilty of high fucking treason, and then fucking stretch their fucking neck or put them up against a wall and fucking blow their fucking hearts out. Anyway, this has been enough fucking energy for me today. And so I'm going to call it a fucking day. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But I mean the very idea. I know who you are. I mean, I'm not illiterate. I'm not stupid. I've read this house full of fucking books, and I've seen the documentaries on how the Chinese were getting their ass kicked by the fucking Japanese during World War II. All World War II was to conserve international communism for the fucking future, to protect it, to make it fucking goddamn a threat to the United States so that they could milk the fucking milk and honey out of this goddamn country that belongs to the fucking people and take it from the people without due process of the fucking law. And until we fucking wake up to that fact, until we start enforcing that fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, it ain't gonna fucking change. But we have the right to blow them right out of their fucking socks. They are in gross violation of our law, of our authority, our judicial authority over this goddamn country. These son of a bitches are fucking criminals. and they needed to be treated like criminals. And until we start treating them like criminals, we're going to keep eating shit. So have a big bite, Hawaii. Aloha. That is the word from the trenches.
He's here today, gone to Maui.
Goddamn right.
Come on.